Alright, today I'll be interviewing...
Anita?
Anita.
Reyna.
Reyna. Also known as?
Sassy.
Alright, and you are?
Elizabeth is your stepmother, and I am her mother.
Okay, what's your age?
What's my age? 84, 5? I can't remember. 84.
Okay. And, I chose you because you seem like you have a really interesting backstory about your life.
The Lord knows. It hopped around enough.
Alright, so first question. So what do you remember about, like, growing up in Tennessee?
I was an only child of a working mother. My father passed away when I was 4. So mother had to work. And we had housekeepers to take care of me and mother's house. Sometimes there were older women brought in, or sometimes when my grandmother wanted to come live with us, not off and on over the years. I went to grade school and then high school and then special high school, Peabody Demonstration School in high school.
Okay.
Then I went to Vanderbilt, and then I graduated from the University of Oklahoma.
Huh, that's cool. So, like...
Then I married a Marine officer. Liz was a Marine brat.
Alright, so what were your parents' names and what were they like?
My mother was Lavala Mitchell. She was 30-something when I was born, so she was an older mother. My father, I didn't know he passed away. He was much older. He passed away when I was 4.
Sorry to hear.
His name was Preston Magruder Mitchell. He was Irish and he was from South Mississippi.
Cool.
Mother was born and raised in the country in Tennessee. And this was, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
So, why and when did you attend OU?
I went to Vanderbilt for 2 years, and then I went out to OU in 54 and graduated from there in 56.
What was your, like, profession?
Business, what they call BUSAD, Business Administration.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was.
So, what was Bruce like when you first met him?
Gordon?
Gordon? I thought you said Bruce.
Alright,
then
her
Gordon.
Her daddy's name was Gordon,
okay,
Charles Reyna.
Alright.
And I was a junior, and he was in the ROTC, the Marine Division of the Navy ROTC. And as soon as we got out of school, we came back to Nashville and got married, and then we went up to Quantico and started the Marine life.
So you, like, moved around a lot?
Yes. I was at Pendleton twice, Quantico twice, Yuma, Arizona Air Station. I can't remember where else. Anyway.
So, what was it like whenever you were raising Eric and Connie?
Okay. Eric and Connie were born when we were in the service. In fact, Eric was born in a Quonset hut in Pendleton. Connie was born when we were out of the Corps for about 3 years. And she was born in a Catholic hospital. Very strange nurses. They called them the Winged Sisters of Mercy because they had hair, big things. If you ever saw Whoopi Goldberg's movie, that's the headgear they had.
Weird. All right.
Very. Anyway, my three kids, there's nothing that they ever come up against that they can't handle because all three are the same way. We ran into every situation you ever dreamed of, and you had to cope because you're going to see the same people 3 or 4 years from then someplace else, and you had to be able to get along with every kind of person in the world.
Yeah. So were you, like, surprised to have or become pregnant with Liz?
Yes.
Yeah?
Liz was a surprise. She was God's gift. Because Eric was 11, Connie was like 7 or 8 when she was when Liz was born. And in fact, I thought I was going to die of cancer. And so I went to my doctor, who was a family friend, and he says, "You're not dying, you're having a baby."
Huh. All right. Well, whenever Bruce passed, or Gordon passed away, how difficult was that?
Very.
Yeah?
Yes.
That was tough. I remember when Liz told me about that. I never knew that.
We were at, Eric was Liz's older brother, and he was a freshman in college when Gordon passed away. Gordon had gone down, and he was staying in a motel because he was visiting with Eric down at Melbourne, Florida, and he was swimming in a swimming pool, and he had a heart attack and died right there. And Eric, at 19, brought his father's body back to Cleveland, Ohio to be buried. That's a heck of a thing for a 19-year-old guy to have to do. But he did it.
Oh.
And then I had to go to work, and I had 3 kids at home.
Wow. And you really stepped up. You really did amazing.
That's what I'm told. I had a business there in Savannah. And with a business partner. And Eric, when I was away at school, Connie sooner or later was away at school, and sooner or later Liz was away at school, and I said, "I'm leaving here." So I left.
So,
Savannah.
Yeah, you moved whenever Liz finally went to college?
Yep.
What did you do whenever, like, all three of them were gone?
I was still working.
Oh. Did you visit any place that was cool? Like, any spot memories?
I don't know if you could say they were what they were, but they were memories. Eric had brought Liz out to Texas, and she liked the University of Texas. And it took me forever to get to talk to dean of students at the University of Texas in Austin into letting her in because she was from out of state. And so finally, his secretary called and said, "All right, the dean has said Elizabeth can come out here to school." I said, "What changed his mind?" She said, "He's tired of you bugging him." And I said, "I want my daughter to go to the University of Texas,
that's
and she wants
school.
To go, and Eric's out there, so."
Eric went to UT?
No,
no?
He was out here.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
He was working for an oil company.
I hear you. So, whenever did, like, Liz, Connie, and Eric try to, like, push you to come to Texas?
After Eric was already out here, Liz was in school out here, and Connie, his company, had transferred her to Houston. And then they announced to me, "Okay, we're all out in Texas. You got to come too." I says, "I don't want to go to Texas." And he says, "Well, now you might like it." I said, "Are you kidding? I was at OU, and I was in Texas half the time." I said, "It's hot as hell and flat as the floor, and I don't want to go out there." But guess what?
Here you are.
Yes.
So now you do like Texas life.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't like to be hot, but this is hot. Now Tennessee is got 4 seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. So if I'm disgusted with one, that another one's coming up.
So when did or like why do you get called sassy?
All right. When I had a business in Savannah, Georgia, started out as a CB shop, and I had a CB handle, and it was sassy, and people started calling me that, and they didn't even know my real name, which was fine, because I was a widow with 3 kids, and I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. All I wanted to do was raise my kids and go and work, so I lived with the word sassy. And you kids call me sassy because you've already got a grandma, so you don't need another grandma.
I like having you as a step grandma.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. And I love you to death.
I love you too. So, what is the funniest thing you remember about Liz and any, like, childhood memory?
Oh, gosh. Oh, let's come back to that one.
Okay. So, what do you want people to, like, remember you by? Like, in future generations?
Well, I'm not the easiest person to get along with. I don't mind that. That's fine. I want to remember that I've got a wonderful family of kids and grandkids. They're all good kids.
That's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yes. And I really appreciate you and Bryn being members of my family now.
I'm happy that you're part of the family as well.
Thank you.
You're a joy to have. All right, so, and are you, like, happy with how Liz, Eric, and Connie turned out in your family?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, especially Elizabeth.
Yeah, she is a joy. She is a joy.
She is the epitome of the word nice.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And as mouthy and rambunctious as I am, she's the exact opposite, but we get along just like mayonnaise and mustard, yeah.
I don't know if those go along, do they?
Okay, what else you got?
That's it. I mean, the funny thing about Liz.
Oh, the funny thing. When Elizabeth was a baby, she had a pacifier.
Uh-oh.
That she would, most babies give up their pacifier. Not her. At 3 years of age, she still hung on that pacifier.
I'm pretty sure I did, too. I love my pacifier.
And she would come walking down the hall, her blanket, you know, just like Linus and his blanket, wrapped around her shoulders. She'd hug it up, and she'd be walking down the hall with that pacifier. Chewing on it. That picture is in my mind and will stay in my mind till the day I die. She was so funny, and Connie even was talking, we were talking about it, and Connie, her sister, was laughing about it the other night. And we finally talked her into putting that pacifier in the top drawer of a desk I had, which she now has. And so I got her to put it in her top drawer, and when she wanted it, she'd come tell me, and we'd go get it. But she chewed on that pacifier until she was nearly four.
Wow.
She loves Tassie.
Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for the interview. It was a really, really fun interview.
Thank you. Well, it's been me too, darling.